Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Well, as that we are in the season of Easter, I'd like for you to imagine with me Good Friday for a moment. Jesus pushes himself up from the splintered wood. His legs spasm with the effort. Jesus' breaths come in great gurgled gulps. He collapses back against the gibbet, and the placard above his bleeding scalp vibrates with the impact. Three languages announce his crime, a warning to others and a kind of Roman joke. This one is the King of the Jews. Soldiers with scratched helms love the joke. Jew King, Jew King. And temple officials and priests join in with their own sneering. Come on, Mr. Messiah. Pull out those nails and come on down. Do that, and we will believe in you. Two sinners, two criminals flank Jesus on either side. They are hammered and tied in different ways at their own stakes. The bored Roman soldiers enjoy variation on a theme. The man on the left screams and thrashes in pain. He spits at his executioners. He rails at Jesus. Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and save us. But the man on the right groans. He arches his back. His swollen feet kick out against the hospital bed. He labors for breath. He confesses his faith. Fear God, for we are sinners. We deserve to die, but this man is innocent. And the man turns his white mane of hair towards Jesus. He grimaces as the oxygen mask and plethora of tubes cut into his face. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus smiles and inclines his thorned head. I tell you the truth, Jimmy. Today, you will be with me in paradise. Earlier in our service, we recited together the Apostles' Creed. The Creed not only teaches us to read the Bible as centered around Jesus, but it also reminds us that we participate in Jesus' very life. When we come to the third section and we chant, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting, amen, we are chanting the truth that our lives now follow the pattern of Jesus' life. Jesus' life sweeps up our lives. His story is our story. His life is our life, and his death is our death. All that happens to Jesus happens to us. He was born of the Virgin Mary by the power of the Holy Ghost. He suffered and died for the forgiveness of sins. And we too are born of the Virgin Mary by the power of the Holy Ghost in our baptisms into Mother Church. Mother Church, who is often symbolized as Saint Mary. And we too suffer and die, but as those who need forgiveness of sins. And 4 days ago, the triune God gifted Jimmy with a tangible reminder of this reality. On Good Friday, Jimmy died with Jesus. On Good Friday, he confessed his faith in the crucified Messiah. So as I was in the ICU room with him, and we were praying the Litany of the Dying, the last rites, we came to the Lord's Prayer, and Jimmy, of course, couldn't say much, as we know, the end. But as I started to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name," his lips started moving underneath the oxygen mask. He prayed with me as he suffered on his cross. He did not rail or scream at the King of the Jews. Instead, he turned his white head towards his Savior. "Jesus, remember me when you come into my kingdom, or your kingdom." Jimmy's final moments were the culmination of his life. Jimmy believed in Jesus. And I can't remember how many times I look back in our little Friday communions together, and there would be Jimmy smiling, nodding, in my little improv sermons. There was a gentleness about Jimmy. The night before his surgery, Jimmy hugged me, and he told me he loved me. And it had been a crazy few weeks, to be honest, as a priest. All sorts of stuff going on, and I was tired, I was emotionally drained. And yet when he put his arms around me, the guy who's about to have the surgery, and says, "I love you," there was energy for another day of priestly work. God was using him. Jimmy's life and Jesus' life were overlapping. Jimmy never put on airs, at least that I could see. He was aware that he was a sinner. And yet he also believed in the forgiveness of sins. And this was something he confessed every Friday that he could make it here. And we could gather for Holy Communion. And so it's not an accident that he died on Friday. This was the day that he had been able to draw near for worship for 2 years, to draw near to Jesus and to have Jesus draw near to him. And it was not an accident that it was Good Friday. Jesus suffered beside Jimmy in the hospital. And like the thief on the cross, Jesus spoke to Jimmy. "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." Literally. Because you know what the final words of the last rites are? "Depart, O Christian soul, out of this world, in the name of God the Father Almighty, who created thee, in the name of Jesus Christ, who redeemed thee, in the name of the Holy Ghost, who sanctifieth thee. May thy rest be this day in peace, and thy dwelling place in the paradise of God." Jesus fulfilled his word. Jesus took Jimmy to paradise, to the place he had prepared for him. And so now Jimmy is part of the communion of saints that we confess in the words of the Apostles' Creed as he awaits the resurrection of the dead and participates even now in Christ in the life everlasting. Indeed, just as Jimmy died on Good Friday, he will rise with Christ on that final Easter day, the day of new creation, when the groaning earth will give up the dead with a shout of joy. On that day, Jimmy's body, sown, a physical body, as St. Paul would say, will bloom as a spiritual body. And the columbarium at the back will explode as the stone rolls away from the tomb. For Christ is risen from the dead, having trampled down death by death, and on those in the tombs bestowing life. Christ's life is Jimmy's life. And Christ's resurrection is Jimmy's resurrection. And that is the good news. That is the gospel this morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.